Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Jimmy Stewart. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Gene Alley. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Veal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Veal. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alley is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Schaefer strikes out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Veal strikes out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pagliarani moves to second. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. Stargell moves to second. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. Clemente reaches second base with a double. There goes Stargell trying to get to home. Brock throws the ball into Schaefer, who tags Stargell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Clemente moves to third. Two outs. Don Clendenin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs takes first base on ball 4. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Mazeroski fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. the Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Pagliarani drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jackson out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alley is 0 for 2 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs misplays the ball. That's an error on Hubs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schofield moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. Schofield moves to third. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hubs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Mazeroski fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-2 in the game. Schaefer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Veal batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal takes first base on ball 4. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-3 in the game. Alley bunts towards first. Bacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alley for the out. Veal moves to second. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Veal moves to third. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ellis Burton now playing center field. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs misplays the ball. That's an error on Hubs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenin bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Clemente moves to second. One out. Bill Mazeroski batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clemente scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.